Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio for a Saturday morning. Good morning. We start a new year and, well, same show as we enter 2023. Hope you're doing well. Your program brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. And, well, if there's any week that you need some evidence or maybe some reassurance that, yeah, you need a snow bucket, well, this was the week that you maybe went through those trials and tribulations. Well, Chad and the crew at Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, they can help you out. Got snow buckets and they got trailers and, I mean, anything you need for some of your equipment to make it handy as you haul it around and do some of that snow removal. That's all at Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. A busy week this week as the 2023 legislative session got underway. Earlier in the week on Tuesday, we spoke to State Representative Paul Anderson, as he is, of course, not new to St. Paul, and he was sworn in earlier in the week.
Well, I'm starting my eighth term. Took Bud Hagerkin's place back in, 2009, and been through a couple of redistricting, and the district changed quite a bit this past time, and now it's a longer and narrow district going from the South Dakota border, Ortonville, Beardsley area, all the way back to the east to Freeport up to St. Rose.
Now, the Republicans in the minority this year in both the House and the Senate, and you're still going to have a minority lead role on the Ag Committee, correct?
Yeah, I'll be the lead Republican on the Ag Committee. Appreciate getting that job again. And the new committee chair on the Ag Committee is a suburban lady. Samantha Vang is her name. The former chairman, Mike Sundin, has retired. So looking forward to working with the new committee. But it seemed like a lot of the Ag Committee members on the DFL side are more from the suburban areas and maybe don't know as much as we'd like them to know about how agriculture works. So I think a lot of it is going to be some education with some of the new folks on the committee in terms of the needs and wants of agriculture and what works and what maybe doesn't work so well in agriculture.
State Representative Paul Anderson joining us. He is scheduled to join us each and every Thursday morning at 6:45 here on Chasm Radio. Also every Friday at 12:45 during Noontime News, State Representative and House Minority Leader, as Lisa Damath will be joining us. And Lisa talked about that new role as we did a few weeks ago, and she just addresses kind of the multitude of hats and titles she has this year going into session once again.
I was just reelected in November to serve my third term in the legislature, representing District 13A, with redistricting. It now includes Albany and some of those other areas. So very honored by the voters and proud to be able to serve the constituents of that area. In addition, right after the election, my caucus elected me to be the minority leader in the House of Representatives. So leading my caucus as we go through the next 2 years in the legislature is what I have the honor to do, and I am working very hard as we are looking at the legislation coming through and what is going to be coming, making sure that we are the voice for Minnesotans in a responsible and conservative way. So that's what I'm working on with the titles.
I know earlier in the week, too, everybody got sworn in. Talk about that from a personal standpoint. That's got to be pretty neat to have family and your husband there while that's going on, right?
Yes. So Tuesday is when we were sworn in as the 93rd legislature at noon. We were sworn in. I have to tell you, in my caucus, there's 64 members, but 25 of those people are new. So there was a lot of excitement on both sides of the aisle. And I do have to tell you also, Joe, the building was packed. It is fully open to the public. And so we were able to have guests there, whether they were family or friends. And so the rotunda was full of people, and the House chamber was full of our guests and our members. And there was that electricity and buzz of people being together for the first time in a long time, and it was great. If you remember back to the 21 swearing-in, and I just came across a picture of that yesterday, we were in our offices. because of COVID and we couldn't be in there. So new members could be in the House chamber back in 21, but the existing members, we had to all be alone in our offices. So it was much different, very much excitement and anticipation for what's to come.
State Representative Lisa Damath from Cold Spring, and also serving this year as House Minority Leader as well here on AM 1150 KASM. More details as well. Lots going on this past week, and that's including reaction to EPA and, well, their decision regarding WOTUS and what it looks like. Man, there's a lot of concern, they say, if it comes to this rule and farmers and ranchers, and that's according to agricultural law professor Roger McGowan. We hear Roger every weekday, midday, during our noontime news as he responds to the rule, which was released on December 30th.
There are a couple of aspects that farmers should really be concerned about, and one involves the issue of adjacency. A wet area on your farm could be connected to a WOTUS by being adjacent to it, and adjacency includes a significant nexus which can be established by a shallow hydrologic subsurface connection. Frankly, that means farm field drain tile, and practically all tile-drained farm wetland connects to an open ditch, which is a WOTUS. And that basically disqualifies farm wetland from being an isolated wetland that is not subject to federal jurisdiction. The other issue involves prior converted wetland. While it's not subject to regulation by the feds, the burden is on the landowner to prove that prior converted cropland is actually prior converted cropland and therefore not a water. Also, the final rule is vague enough to give the government regulatory authority over non-navigable ponds, ditches, and potholes. So this new final rule gives farmers a lot to be concerned about.
Yeah, and Roger does a great job in explaining it. He's very academic in his definitions, and I'm sure we're going to hear more and more on that. And also EPA, they're saying, well, there's enough quote-unquote wiggle room to make things work for everybody, but we'll kind of wait and see on that. Regarding WOTUS, there was a question if this may push input cost even higher. Regan Giesenschlag, manager of government affairs with the Fertilizer Institute, says the new rule supposedly, well, doesn't go as far as some of the early proposals, as she examines and does a little comparing of past EPA rulings.
The final rule came out for it, but when they proposed it several months back, I think at the beginning of 2022, it was a lot more extreme. It was a lot broader and brought a lot of things under jurisdiction with a lot of certainty. And some of the tests that they used to determine what qualifies as jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act were broader and covered more lands in general. And this one does seem to be a bit pulled back from that. At least that's how they're messaging it, right?
Some additional insight as well. EPA messaging that the rule that way, mentioning that wiggle room term. And she says that will make things a little more challenging, though, from her personal perspective and professional perspective working in the fertilizer industry.
Sometimes when we have to mine the necessary materials to make potash or phosphorus, we have to temporarily disturb wetlands or other aquatic features to extract those materials to produce the fertilizer. So that's kind of where the fertilizer industry and WOTUS cross. And it will impact it in that way. Maybe some of these fertilizer expansion projects that USDA had the grant program for, it could potentially delay those depending on who gets awarded. There are things like that.
And once again, that conversation will continue. That's Regan Giesenschlag of the Fertilizer Institute. And that's going to wrap up your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you each and every week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service here on KASM Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. I'm Joe Gill.